Yeah.
Let's get it, let's go. Let's get it, 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 let's go. Let's get it, let's get it.
Big bad, that's Preem. Pirates attacking the dreams. Get embarrassed, I'm making a scene. All of these characters facing their fiends. I told my cousin we got it, we gon' get up out of here by any means. This for the times we was hitting that deli, we split up that turkey with cheese. I had to make a decision, my cuz told me, listen, you nice, but ain't master the craft. Stick to the script and keep working your penmanship. When it's our time, we gon' add up the tax. Bro, that's a fact. Niggas ain't listening to you until you pull up in the back. Bro, that's a fact. Saw the wind before it started.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Leaf Israel back again. Another episode of the Network Nights podcast. As you can see, we coming live from Charlotte, as always. But today's a special day. It's Friday. Again, it's the first, so check your bank account. Hopefully, it's looking nice. If not, keep getting on your grind, right? Like Kim Kardashian. No, not like Kim Kardashian. Because she got killed for that bad boy. But, hey, man, the Hornets are looking real nice in the playoffs right now. We're looking like we actually going to make some noise, especially with that big one we had over the Nets last week. So I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen. We might have some more tickets coming soon, too. So, stay tuned. If you follow the Instagram page and the Facebook, you already know last time we gave off some raffles and we gave off some tickets. That way somebody can actually win some two to get to a game. So if you keep up with the page, keep following, keep mentioning, you might get some tickets to the game. So with that, obviously just been shouting out Charlotte the entire time, but I haven't actually had somebody from Charlotte on this show. So I did some digging. Not really, actually. I got a good guy, man. He makes sure I'm straight every time for the camera. So I want to give him some shine because we always have some good conversations. He is my barber, but guess what? Don't slip, man. This man is a young brother who is doing a lot. His mind's in the right place. And I think you're going to appreciate him the same way, man, that I appreciate the conversation that we have. So I'd like to introduce to the show my man Tristan, bro. What's going on, Red? What's going on, bro?
Exactly, man. Appreciate you for having me, bro.
Hey, man. Of course, man. I mean, I kind of give the audience a little bit about yourself, but why don't you go ahead and tell the audience about yourself, bro?
Man, as my boy said, Charlotte raised, 22. I cut hair full time, man. I'm a barber at No Grease Mosaic right off of West Trade Street. So, hey, on West Trade, come see you, boy. I'm in the first chair. As soon as you walk in, can't miss me. Yeah, man. So it's a barber, man. Young man trying to get it, man. Trying to stay out of the way, stay out of trouble. Nothing too crazy.
I hear you, bro. I hear you, man. And everybody on this show is humble, as you can see, man. But Tristan been doing a lot of good work, man. And he's been putting in that grind, man. And honestly, the conversations we had while I'm in that chair, and sometimes I just go by the shop just to have more conversations, man, because they've been dope. They've been dope, bro. So I'm glad you came on. So we can have this conversation, man. I think, man, let's get right to it, bro. Let's just get right to it. Let's just do it, man. Let's just do it. Because, I mean, I'm not the hot topic guy. Y'all know that. Like, this whole thing has been about networking and bringing professional development, bringing a different air to the space of social media. But I think with the topics we got lined up for today, I think this might this falls in line, bro. So what is your opinion? Let's back it up. One, was Chris Rock out of line for making that joke? Two, do you agree with Will Smith's actions? And three, what would you have done?
Oh, man.
Whew. Floor is yours, bro.
I guess it's different standpoints to look at it from. In that industry, I feel like they all have good relationships. So to a certain extent, when you make jokes like that, especially a touchy joke like that, I feel like you would pretty much have to be in good with them to be able to say something like that. So I don't know. I think it's probably some underlying beef between Chris and Will. Like, because me personally, they do comedy, man. Like, everybody gets joked on. Everybody gets joked on. So I personally feel like it wasn't really too much of a low blow. But then again, you got to look at how she just came out recently and told about how much she's been struggling with her alopecia and the reason why she has her hair loss. And, well, not the reason why she had her hair loss, but the reason why she had to cut her hair. And so, you know, when stuff like that comes out, I feel like it's a time and place for everything. And, you know, but the only issue that I do have is I've seen a couple of different videos and different angles.
Okay.
And so one angle I did see was when Chris initially said the joke, Will laughed.
Yep. Yeah.
So it was one of those things where it's like, I don't know if it was a nervous laugh. I don't know what, but it was one of those like, well, if you was really bothered by it off rip, there would have been no laugh from the get go. Mm-hmm. You've been hearing different things, been seeing different things, reading different things, and saying that Jada must have looked at him, and I guess he like trying to prove himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just different standpoints, man. But if it's if it was really on his heart to show, you know, look, man, don't play with my wife. No matter the setting, man, that's what y'all do when y'all, you know, say them vows, man. So I don't know. To a certain extent, man, I ain't gonna be mad at my boy Will, man. He did what he had to do.
So let's see the first question, right? So actually, you know, you brought up a good point about some past animosity, maybe between Chris and Will. I'm not gonna play it. I'll give a shout out to the Breakfast Club though. They actually shared earlier, bro, in 2016 they made a joke. And that's, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna play the clip because I want to see your reaction to the clip. But I don't know, bro. I did see what you're talking about. I think with Chris Rock, the joke he made, I mean, I think some people went back and forth about whether or not he actually knew about her condition.
Mm-hmm.
There's other people saying, actually, my friend told me today that she went on her platform and expressed how proud she was of cutting her hair. And I think that did make me say, because if you're that proud that you cut your hair and Chris Rock is saying, hey, you're going to be the next G.I. Jane because you cut your hair, which is that whole movie is portraying a strong woman who's kicking everybody's butt. But with short hair, now it's like about interpretation of the joke. Like, right. Was he making fun of her sickness, or was he making a joke about her hair, but saying, "Hey, you can be in this movie because it's a strong female character role." I don't know. Let's say people are going with the latter, or excuse me, the former, that they was making fun of her sickness. If it was, it probably was out of line. Right. I'll go with that. Two, I think. I honestly think what Will did was a little out of pocket, bro. And it's only because how much do you have to lose? Like, what did he gain and what did he lose?
Very true.
What he gained, I would say he gained nothing. Like, all he gained was maybe people saying, oh, yeah, that's how you protect your wife. But I think this is going to come back to have repercussions for Will that we're not going to see.
Most definitely.
And I think that's the biggest thing that's going to hurt. Like, I know he was partying afterwards and he was doing... You know, he got the Oscar still, but that easily could have been him being removed by security because he did that. That could have been, you know, that could have been a whole slew of things. But now afterwards, now we got to see and keep tabs on to see if his career is going to take a hit from this. And I pray it don't, because he should have been like Denzel, right? Dude, young black dude who's aging out and doing different roles. But I just hope it doesn't make his career suffer from that. Personally, if it was me and I feel like I need to protect my wife, I think he could have put a Kanye. Now, I still would have got the point across. Like, yeah, yo, yeah. I come up there, I interrupt your speech, I'm gonna let you finish, but hey, she's sick, and this is the crap we gotta go through in the industry because, you know, he goes on his soapbox. He could have easily did that until the security came and escorted him off stage. Yeah. But him slapping Chris Rock, like, this is Chris Rock, bro. Like, I feel like you would never see Eddie Murphy go up to Dave Chappelle, or Dave Chappelle go to Eddie Murphy and slap him. Like, there's too much respect in that room for that to happen. And there should be enough respect between y'all two for that to happen. And there clearly it was, because apparently at the end, bro, they had a whole conversation and they apparently squashed it. So
I don't mean to cut you off, bro.
It was, but yeah.
Mario, I know you're familiar with the artist Mario.
Yeah.
Bro, this cat had made a post saying that he feels like it was staged. He feels like the whole...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Is this... But why, though? Like, what purpose? Like, what do you get out of staging something like that?
So, apparently, the Oscars and all the award shows, they've been suffering for, like, the last 5 to 10 years in terms of views and ratings. And then, of course, there's been this whole thing about representation. So... There was a lot more, I would say, from what I saw, and my wife and I did watch the tail end of, no, we rewinded back. Let me stop running. We rewinded back.
Yeah.
So watch that slap again. But we did see a lot more representation, it felt like, from the black side during the Oscars this year.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, the only thing that caught me was Chris Rock putting his hands behind his back and leaning forward like that. That looked a little weird to me. Even if you are, like, you know, just chatting and about, like, you putting your hands back like that, it just looked like he was kind of, like, opening his face up for it. But I don't know, bro. The slap, the pop, the still shots. And then I'm looking at, like, Will Smith and Chris Rock. Like, these aren't the people. Maybe Will. Maybe Jada talked him into it. But Chris, I feel like, is not the dude to do some clickbait stuff. True. But what do you think? Do you think it was staged?
I mean, I don't see what reason it would be staged for. But then again, it's like, it's been too much going on with Will and all that. And I don't know. That was just real minor. But you never know. Sometimes that's all it takes for something real minor to set you off. So I just feel like there's been other things he could have defended Jada for. Like, that wasn't the like, let me run to my wife's aid type. Like, it was just something he could have brushed off and swept up under the rug. But like I said, with what she came out with and what the things and how she felt or whatever the case may be, I mean, I get it to a certain extent, but it's still like, man, come on. There's other things you can stand up for, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll find this clip real quick.
For every action is a reaction. We've been saying that, and people believe that it might have started from 2016
there you
when
go.
Chris Rock was hosting the Oscars, and he did this joke.
Is she on a TV show? Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. She's mad her man, Will, was not nominated.
That's the first joke. 2016. Another war show. You see, like, now, wait, that was kind of cold-blooded, right?
For sure.
All right, so that's one. Then I think this was the same show, same war show.
Nominated for concussion. I get it. Tell the truth. I get it. You get mad. She said it's not fair that Will was this good and didn't get nominated. Yeah, you're right. It's also not fair that Will was paid $20 million for Wild Wild West.
But Jada had called for it.
That's two, right? To roasting, right? And then they're gonna about to say the last part.
Chris Rock to
boycott.
I think, no, yeah,
to resign
from hosting the Oscars that year. I think that was the Oscars, Oscar So White year. And could y'all please stop saying this is the blackest Oscars ever?
Yeah, I don't care what you're saying, but yeah, bro. So that was. So you tell me 2016 Oscars, you're hosting it, and you coming at my wife, and you coming at me. 2022 Oscars, you coming at my wife again. Like, I'm not saying he's picking on Jada, but, like, why you know, that's a lot of attention. That's really a lot. That seems like maybe some unnecessary attention that you've given to this woman.
That's why I feel like it stems back all the way back from relationships, though. Like, relationships matter. Like, and at the end of the day, I personally feel like, man, you can't really move like that or talk like that if y'all don't have a personal relationship. And who knows what goes on behind closed doors, but it seems like I've been saying, there's some animosity going on. Yeah. So with that being said, hearing that standpoint, man, I would have smacked them too. Like, come on now.
I mean, I would. That's I could definitely tell Will was on his last string, bro. And, like, this thing, everybody's now, we're all inferring about what happened to him, right? Like, one, was he just tired of people talking smack about him and his wife?
Maybe.
Because it's been like, it's been like a year or two since the August stuff, and he's been getting dogged, bro. Memes, like, this dog. He kept saying he has to protect his wife. Maybe, I don't know, man. It feel like he was back in the corner, and that was the last straw he had, and he took it out on Chris. Like, it was, if Chris isolated, it wouldn't happen, but all the crap he's been through or he's going through, Chris got slapped up, bro. Slapped up. Took him back to West Philly, bro.
Hey, I know you've been seeing the post all day, man.
Yo, the memes, the memes are funny, man, but, like, I don't, it's just like, what you gonna do? The memes are funny as hell, though.
Can't do nothing about it, man. You just got to sit and deal with it, bro.
Just got to eat them. Just got to eat them, bro.
Yes, sir. All
right. Well, this is a good segue. It's a great segue into our first topic that was planned. And the question is, do you think social media helps or hurts more people?
I think with this generation, it's been hurting more than anything. Just for the simple fact that we all have this idea that things have to be one way. Like overnight success, it has to happen immediately. People that we see now, people that we idolize now, they've been putting in years of work before social media came about. We're just seeing that the outcome of the work that they put in on social media. And so in our mind, we're thinking to ourselves, like, look, we need to get it fast. So I personally don't know, man. It's just not really, it can help you, but it all depends on the type of person that you are. You know, if you're a go-getter, if you're not going to allow certain things to bother you, then I feel like it can, you know, help more than anything. But if you feed into certain stuff too much, it can hinder you more than anything, to be honest. Because I know for me personally, I'm not on social media as heavy, but I know I definitely do want to get out there and push it, because you can see people just promoting themselves every single day. But you got to do it the right way, though. So, I mean, if you're doing it right, it can't help you. But if you're just out there just, you know, trying to make it out to be something that it's not, man, you're going to be struggling.
Yeah. And like, just for reference, give the audience, how old are you?
22,
right? And I'm 31. I just turned 31 yesterday. So we got, yeah, bro. It's my birthday yesterday, bro.
See, man, you know what? I don't like people like you, man.
Yo, come on.
Yeah, man, it's my birthday yesterday, man. You know? this man has been in my chair talking to me about everything. Everything.
Bruh, yeah, I don't.
What day did you come last week? You just came last week to get a cut.
Yeah, like Thursday,
bro. Your birthday is next week. Don't you feel like that's a conversation that comes up, man?
I never tell people my birthday though, bro. I'm not really a birthday person, bro. My wife is more is the one that's like, yo, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I'm like, chill, relax.
I feel it. It is just one of those, like, it's another day. But still, man, you gotta tell people, man. You got me feeling bad. You over here like, yeah, man, my birthday was yesterday.
Hey, audience, hey, everybody, yesterday's my birthday.
Happy birthday, my boy. Yeah.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Yes, Molly says, what, 31, and the fun just begun. So my back hurts, my knees hurt, but it's all good. All right, we're getting there. But no, I wanted to bring that up, not saying like age is like a depiction or something, but like it does make a difference. 10 years today makes a real big difference, you know, back then.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you're saying that, because I think, you know, the scary part is the younger generation getting on social media and taking it, like you're saying, taking it way more serious than I'm not gonna say my generation, because there's some people that in my class are taking it just as serious. But
very true.
To answer the question, I would say it definitely is hurting more. It's definitely hurting more, and it's sad because social media, and I argue all the time about this, it allowed people to do certain things that they wouldn't able to do before.
Yeah.
So we're doing, let's say from a creative standpoint, if you were doing music, well, you had to just wait for the A&R to come find you at a club. You had to be putting all this work in, you know, in clubs and in venues and radio shows just to get your voice heard. Now you can get a buzz on YouTube and then boom, you made it yourself. Like, you know, you're able to pop and market and develop yourself without having that backing from the industry. So for me, it makes sense that, hey, this social media stuff has allowed people tools and resources that they wouldn't normally have, and given more power to the artists and to business owners and whatever. The flip side, though, is the more hurt that it does to people's mentals and psyches. And it's just sad, bro. I see people like, this is what I don't get. If you want to cry on social media and talk about how y'all are making people feel bad, you had to set the camera up to cry about it. Like, you playing into the game of this frame. So I think it's just more like, I think really it's doing a lot of damage to people that just aren't informed about the, you know, the dark side of social media or what it can do, screen time, you know, you getting trapped into it, just scrolling. So I think we both on the same page. I think it hurts more people than it helps.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. To our next topic, y'all. Politician versus social influencer slash celebrity. Who do you trust more? Yeah.
That's tough because, I mean, both of them can be, they can paint a good picture, both of them. Either way it go, anything could be a facade unless you, you know what I'm saying, check it out for yourself. So, I don't know, man. That's rough. It's like, man, Joe Biden lied to us for a little while, man.
Yeah.
Said he was going to do, say he was going to do that. Hopefully, did he say, what did he say about them student loans? He, that stuff's still in forbearance. So what are you doing about that? He's a Joe. Yeah, goodness, man. Exactly. Whew. But social media influencer. I don't know, man. That's a great question.
Come on, you gotta pick one, bro.
I feel like I'm making this deeper than what it has to be. I don't even really be with politics like that anyway, so I'm gonna just go with the social media influencer, bro. I don't know. I feel like to a certain extent you pick the right one, you know what I'm saying? You somebody that you can, I don't know, gravitate to. You feel like it's a helpful for you in your case, because I mean, it's different types of influencers out there. You know, if it's an influencer out there for you and you know what you got going on for yourself, whatever, I feel like that'll be something that I can kind of listen to, really. But I don't know, man, these politicians, man, politics or whatever, and I don't really know too much about it, but what I have heard, it's kind of been on some BS. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And I mean, and you, like you're saying, this is deep, bro, because I think you turn 18, you can vote. So yeah. You know, you being 22, and it's like, yeah, I don't have trust for my politicians. But I think something you might be hitting on is, I think the social influencer shares more, even though it might be more of a facade. Yeah. But the social influencer is, you know, knowingly or unknowingly sharing more about their personal lives and about what they're doing, yeah, that you might develop a closer connection, while a politician, well, the old school politicians are just going to come at you the same way they've been coming at people. So, yeah. I'm probably picking the social influencer. I'm not going to pick celebrity. I threw celebrity in there to kind of for the Arnold Schwarzeneggers of the world, but
yeah,
I'm probably going to pick a social influencer.
Yeah.
Over a politician. But again, it's not saying I'm going to go after, like Brittany. I don't even know her last name, but like, I'm not going to like vote for Brittany.
Yeah.
If she was running for office, but there's plenty of people on social media again who are doing positive things who I can rock with.
Brittany Renner, the
yeah. yo, guess what?
Oh man.
I'm on this app, bro. It's called Wisdom.
Yeah.
And shout out to Wisdom, bro. I just became a top mentor in that bad boy. So how'd you go? Appreciate it. But pretty much it's like, I mean, you got iPhone. You remember, Clubhouse is still a thing. Like, people still be logging on to Clubhouse. You heard that app?
Yeah, it's like the big old group call thing or something.
Yeah, like people just getting on there, and then there's just everybody just talking.
Yeah, I heard that before, bro.
I mean, it got pretty ratchet, so I kind of got off it real quick. But Wisdom kind of took that model, and they changed it to be more of a professional development. So people get on there, and they'll host a conversation. You know, there was a conversation about the Will and Jada stuff today, right? Those conversations about what I see on there, when the whole Ukraine stuff was happening, people came on there talking about different things. So I kind of like that app because it allowed people to more constructively speak freely,
right?
And people can just jump on. They can just jump on and host it. So you can just log in and be like, "Hey, I want to talk to you." Click the button, it opens up, and now you can have a one-on-one with that host.
Wow.
And there's some pretty influential people on there. People bigger than me, but digressing. No, now that I just gave them some free promo. I had a conversation with a lady on there about this topic, and she said it's not necessarily like you should pick the celebrity or the social influencer, but you can't ignore them now as leaders, because they are cultural leaders in an aspect. And if you ignore that, like you're saying, right, you're connecting more to that cultural leader than your politician, who might be the district. You know, he might be in charge of your district. He or she might be in charge of your district. You can't ignore that person who's making noise in that community. Because if not, you'll just be, again, speaking to an older voice that ain't going to help you out. So Right. I think that's something that you definitely, I don't know. It's just hard because what if a social influencer becomes a celebrity? What do you do then?
I mean, either way it go, though, you know, they're going to show you what they want you to see. So
yeah, true.
It's one of those things where you want to take out what you want to put in for yourself, I guess. Like one thing that we do at the barbershop, man, is I got a whole bunch of different teachers around me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody mm-hmm. cut hair differently. You know, everybody does things differently. But it may be something that, you know, my buddy over here does that I know will help me get through this cut faster. You know, mm-hmm. I don't mean that he's the best barber in the world, but it's just a simple fact of he takes that line out a lot quicker with this guard. So I'm going to use that same exact guard over here. Same thing with the social media influencer. You know, they do this. They have a routine for themselves every morning to start their day off. I know I want to be better about getting up more in the morning and being more active. This social media influencer has a whole routine, so I'm going to idolize my day after them. It don't mean they're a good person. It just means that they do something for you that will help you. So, yeah. I don't know. It can help you in multiple different ways, just how you look at it.
Yeah, true that, man. You listen to Griselda?
Griselda, I've heard the name before, but nah.
It's like Benny the Butcher, Conway. It's like three dudes from Buffalo, New York. And
you know, it's crazy. Shout out to my man Dave, man. Dave, he on that. He on that. Heavy,
man. Dave, shout out. So Benny the Butcher came on and he made a comment, bro. He was talking about how he thinks that rappers are getting idolized. He's like, yo, I don't know why you idolizing me like I'm MLK. Because mm-hmm. I'm not. Like I tell you who I am, where I came from. Been shot at, been doing it. Like, this is like the life I live, and I just express it. But y'all look at me and put me on this pedestal. And I think that resonated with me real hard, bro, because I know J. Cole got lit up for not being politically aware a couple years back. It seems like we put these rappers on these certain pedestals as community leaders when they not.
Right.
Why do you think that's the case?
That's a good question. I don't know, man. I guess when you receive as much attention as you do on an everyday basis, I feel like people have somewhat of this expectation that you're supposed to. What am I trying to say? I don't know, man. I just feel like when you're in the eyes of the people, you know, as much as you are, I feel like they feel like you owe them something. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent, like bro, you and these questions, man. You got it, bro. You gotta talk. Hey, somebody man. Say Network Nights don't got the questions where they lying, man. You got
hey. Real. Hey, we got questions for days, man. We got questions for days. Real. But like let's because so you growing up in Charlotte, bro, like what? Obviously, you have mentors. You have somebody who looked up to. I ain't going to say mentor because, like, not kind of. But I'll say, hey, you had somebody you looked up to. Who were those types of people who were the types of people you were looking up to growing up?
Well, I was more in the football and athletes and stuff like that. Not athletes, but more into the athletics growing up. So pretty much just the older cats that I play sports with. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I didn't really have like the best roles in my life, mentorship in my life until the stage that I'm at now. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Let's talk about the negative roles. Cause I'll tell you, bro. I was young and I got caught up with the wrong crowd, right?
Yeah, sure.
But I think when I was young and I looked at that, they had the power.
Right.
Like they were. They had the girls, they had the clothes, they had everything that I wanted. So when I looked at who I want to be like, I didn't look at like an MLK or I didn't look at a Malcolm X, even though I knew about these figures. Me living day to day was like, nah, but they the ones people are listening to.
Right.
They the ones people that are attracted to. So I wanna be like that. And I mean, it stirred me on my wrong path, but it took me a long time for me to understand that wasn't what I wanted. That wasn't the power that I wanted. That wasn't the attraction that I did want. But I mean, that I think that was, sadly, they were the ones who influenced me, you know, listening to Nas, Jay-Z, you know, growing up in New York, bro. Like, that was just, I mean, even Jay-Z and Nas, like, whatever they say right now on Wax, people, like, they gods, they rap gods. And they're going to take that for, hey, that's the truth. That's right. Just, like, that's 100% facts. But, yeah, man, I think, like, so I definitely understand what you mean, but I think, you know, if you look back at, like, those negative, you know, even when you were looking, you know, following the people you wouldn't follow now, you know, what was it about them that made you say, you know, damn, bro, like, yeah, like, that's what I want to be like, even though it was bad?
Like you said, pretty much just, I've always wanted to be a type of person where I was good in any room. So, you know, the people that I did kind of idolize, you know, back then, you know, family members or even, you know, not even family members, just friends. I was running the street with my friends too. I was the younger cat in the group as always, you know, so I did have the older friends that, you know, was always talking to the females, was always fresh, X, Y, and Z, you know, and like I said, it was always good in any room. So I think it was more so of their personal qualities that I kind of like wanted to mimic, but not even so much of them and what they did. It was just how they were able to gravitate to people so naturally and pretty much be able to bring so much attention to themselves. So yeah, that's something that I always like, you know, like, why can't I get that? You know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, I want to be noticed when I pull up too, man. You know what I got to do? You feel me? So
yeah. You think it's possible to be like, to have that attraction and be positive?
Most definitely. Cause I mean, that's the reason why I ain't doing what I'm doing now. I mean, if we're being honest, like,
yeah.
When you think of, and this is for all my Charlotte people, but when you think of like, just some strong black men, you know what I'm saying, of Charlotte, you know, that pretty much paved the way for certain things to come through and be able to happen for our city. You think of, you know, them brothers that know Greece, you know what I'm saying? So they are positive figures, you know, that I pretty much wanted to, you know, mimic myself after, like I said, like just from the way they dress, you know what I'm saying, to swagger, like coming through, you know, noticing them in the room. Like I said, that's something that I always wanted to do, but it was a negative role back then because I had the people I had around me, you know. I had like cats 4 or 5 years older than me, you know what I'm saying, that I wanted to be like. But now I got gentlemen who have lived my life twice and has them did everything that I wanted to do and some, you know. So it can definitely be positive because, like I said, when they come through, you feel them. You feel their presence. You know they're there. So, you know, it can be. Most definitely, bro.
Got you, man. No, I definitely understand that. And I mean, no grease. I could tell from the rip when I walked in. I was like, yo, this place is different.
Oh, yeah.
This place is some place I never even – my mind couldn't conceptually grasp at first. I was like, hold up. You know, if y'all look up no grease, you're going to see some images, and they're going to have a reaction. You're going to have a reaction either way. Either you're gonna be confused. I know. I mean, the older crowd, definitely some people are pissed. Or you might actually, you know, that confusion, or that could lead to you asking, being more intrigued about why. So, definitely look that up. No grease again. Shout out to y'all. But it's definitely, you had a good point though, bro. I think I always just kind of see like the disconnect between, you know, what we. Because every click and every dollar, right, is support. Yeah. And DaBaby made great music, bro. Like, DaBaby is, like, one of those dudes who, and I've seen this man too many times, you know, at Spectrum Center. I mean, I know you said before, like, you know, you used to see him all the time, too, just coming by No Grease because of his baby mama worked there for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And he shows so much love. Like, he shows so much love, and it's so dope seeing him, like, doing the most and doing extra stuff for his fans. It's just sometimes, like, again, like, when he's – the things that he talks about, though, a lot of people do emulate that.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people trying to be like DaBaby. Like, especially he popped out of Charlotte. It ain't easy. That's not easy at all. Especially, you know, Atlanta's different, but – he popped out of Charlotte, bro, which is a whole different market that's finally getting tapped in. I mean, what do you think about that, bro? Like, I guess how do you have somebody who can be as ecstatic or as lit as DaBaby, but, you know, is it possible for that person to be that way and not talk about the gangs and the women and all that. Is that possible in today's age?
I mean, I feel like you said, it all stems back to social media. Social media idolizes that. I mean, that's what's in, you know, that's what's in right now. Everybody, and universally, when you look at it, like in even in the simple fact that we got trap music in London now and other places, like that's just what's in now. Like, so no matter what, I mean, it's all about, I guess, generations. Like, I don't know. Because, I mean, then again, nah, you can't really say that, though, because, I mean, it wasn't as, like, you know, upfront with it. But, you know, Biggie, Pac, and, you know, cats back in the day, like you saying, Nas and Jay-Z, like all them, you know, they used to talk that talk, too. But yeah. I guess it just wasn't as, like, in your face with it as it is now, you know. Now it's like, yeah, we here. Like, we don't really care. This is what we do.
Yeah, smoking on this person.
You feel me? You know? Like, yeah. But back then, you know, it was more lyrical with it. You know, it was more so of a you know, a love for the music behind it. I feel like now it's just like, we're going to blatantly say what we're going to do. We know we're going to make some money off of it, and y'all going to sing it. So we don't really got to work hard. And the baby done said it himself. Same beat, same flow, and I keep making that money.
Like, yeah. So. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm interested. I think we're getting to the point in music that, like, the hypocrisy, people are having a hard time grasping it now.
Oh, yeah.
I think some people are like, nah, baby, the baby, you can't say that. And the baby's like, I've been saying that, though. So how you gonna try to cancel me because you just heard this? But guess what? This how I pop. So I think we're having a crossroads of that. But don't worry, I'll ask you.
My fault, bro. One thing about Baby though, man, he's been a wild boy. Like, bro, he used to walk around Charlotte with a diaper on before he got on. Like,
bro, yeah, this okay. Yeah, bruh, the first time I saw this man was that.
Yeah.
Like what? What? Bro,
being a wild boy, man. He's been a wild boy, man.
But I mean, what did y'all say when you saw that? Like what? Like,
I ain't gonna lie, but now one thing though, this is a little. It's a little story, a little story time real quick. Before Baby got on, man, he used to come to Mallard Creek Recreation Center all the time. Shout out to Mallard Creek High School, too, by the way. You know, alumni 2017, man. We graduated. But, yeah. But he used to come to Rec all the time, man. And bro is a hothead, man. Like, none of the stuff that he is, like we've been saying, social media and celebrities and facade, yeah. He really like that. He does that. Like, we was in the game. We was hooping. Everything was all well and dandy. And all I remember is the situation of him telling Buddy, like, look, man, be good, cool out. Because Buddy started popping up at the mouth. Next thing you know, Baby smacked this dude. In the gym. We in the gym. We hooping. Bro, ready. I don't know. All I've seen is Buddy stumble out of there or whatever the case may be. And from that point forward, any and everything that happened afterwards, I don't know. It was like, seeing that man back then, he wasn't trying to be on that type of time. He handled himself. So when you hear about what he's saying about, I wasn't trying to be on that type of time, but this is what happened. Yeah, bro, like that, man. He be on one.
I believe it, man. Especially, I mean, I know the self-defense stuff we don't got to go through is like rap sheet, but like again, he's left or right. So like he's showing love in the Spectrum Center, like he's going around getting more pictures. Like, oh no, I'm gonna go back. Hey, security's like, yeah, we got to go. It's like, no, I'm gonna go back because these fans are here for me.
Yeah,
like. He's going to go the extra mile because he has a lot of love. But on that same spectrum, on the other side, if you cross him, he's going to give you that other side real quick. And it's going to be like the same energy that he gave with the love. He's going to make sure you feel. And I mean, nobody's asking somebody to be different, but it's scary that, again, me being a kid too, like it was like, this is how I need to be.
Yeah,
or like this is what a man looks like.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people look at the baby, young kids are looking like, oh, this is how I get girls. This is how I do this. This is cool. And shoot, man, yeah, I think that's my only worry. I think not understanding that this is entertainment. Like they were trying to talk about what rap music is or drill music, getting it banned in New York City.
Wow,
bro, could you imagine? You go see John Wick. And you watching Keanu Reeves, and then you go, yeah, man, Keanu Reeves probably really shooting people in real life like that, man. Just like nonstop. Like that's his art.
Yeah.
That's not him in real life. So I think people need to understand this medium, this form that we provide is just that. It's entertainment. And sometimes, I mean, people going to do what they want to do for entertainment, but you can't keep that close to your heart because it's not real. Again, not saying the baby not real, because some of the stuff he put in his songs is definitely real, but don't take it for everything that you have to emulate. I guess that's my final point on that.
Most definitely, bro. But then again, you know, cats always, it always stems from that person too, man. You can't expect somebody who's sitting in front of an NBA young boy 24 hours a day not to be a wild boy. Like, yo, bro.
I'm scared of the NBA. I'm scared. I ain't messing with NBA young boy.
Bro, family. Kids, like, we're talking about like 6-7-year-olds in my chair at the shop on YouTube reciting NBA Youngboy lyrics while they getting a haircut. Gosh, bro. Like, that's when I know it's
tell them, listen, tell them listen to Rod Wave, man. Rod Wave, he be singing from his soul.
Rod Wave be sad, man.
He Rod do, Wave, bro.
Rod Wave gonna make a 6-year-old call his girlfriend uni and got shit. Really, man.
Rod Wave. Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. I be on my night drives. I be like, man, let me listen to Rod Wave, bro.
So I go to sleep. You crazy?
I be getting deep in my head though when on those long drives. I be like thinking a lot, bro.
I need to get into the Rod Wave, man. Cause I don't know, man. Like my favorite song hands down by Rod Wave is Cuban Links though with Kevin Gates though.
Yeah.
There's plenty more other bangers, but it's like people would definitely try to put me on this song. He got this one song with Dirk too on his last album that was pretty smooth, but I don't know, man. It's just he's gotta get into it, man. So I'm gonna try.
He's emotional thug, bro. That's why I call him, bro. Yeah, like he an emo thug, like, and that's no disrespect. Like, nah, bro, it's no disrespect, but like emo. So like, I look at it's so funny, bro, because I see the young kid. I see like when I was a young kid, right, and I saw like emo, freaking rock, punk rock take over, and. Then I'm hearing like Trippy Red. I'm hearing Lil Uzi Vert. I'm hearing a lot of these young cats who I think, Lil Uzi Vert, like 20 something. He's not that younger than me, but I think he's like 28 or 25.
Yeah, Uzi. Yeah.
But he's talking about how when he grew up, he listened to like Blink-182. Like, this is where this influence came from in his music. Like, a lot of rappers are saying they want to be rock stars because they were listening to rock. And these harmonies, again, are literally from these punk rock bands. So it's funny hearing, like, I literally call him, I mean, my brother-in-law, shout out to you, Will. He keeps saying he's nasty on the guitar, has a whole jazz band, bro. Yeah. But he keeps telling me, he's like, no, bro, they're emo, it's emo rap. Like, it's a real category. And, you know, Rod Wave, you know, there's other people that kind of fall into it, they dip in and out of it. But
Trippy Red.
He dips in and out.
Yeah, how you feel about Trippy? You listen to Trippy a little bit, not really.
I got some songs on my playlist that I definitely rock with Trippy with. I mean, him as a person, I mean, the boy wild, but
yeah,
that thing, his harmonies and some of his songs, bro.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, some of his older stuff too. Like I feel like now, like you were saying, pretty much about like the emo rap. He's kind of jumping into that realm a little bit more now than anything.
Bro, I'm gonna hit you with this. Is this song? Dang, what's it called? Can't even forget it now.
It's a Trippy song.
Yeah, it's like Your Love Is My. Dang it, man! What's that name?
Why can't I think about it? Exactly. That's off of what's
his name? Oh, Romeo and Juliet.
I should have known that because that's off of a Love Letter 2, I think, or something like that. No, not 2-1. I think it's off the first one.
Like, bro, come on, like this.
I think that's off of a Love Letter to You, the first one.
Let me click this up.
You. Love Letter to You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, like, come on, bro. Like, this was nothing but this is emo.
Baby, your love is my medicine. Baby, your love is my medicine. When I'm up, bring me down. Your love is my medicine, love, baby. Your love is my medicine. When I'm up, bring me down.
Hey, Trippy cold, man. I actually met Trippy one day, bro.
Or?
Yeah, man. So, way back a couple years ago, right? This is literally like maybe like a few weeks before the pandemic started, bro. Back in 2020, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came to the Fillmore and had the passes in the back. Shout out to Deja, by the way. She got me them passes. I'm shouting out everybody, man.
Shout out.
Yeah, man. She got me those backstage passes, man. And met him. It was cool, man. He's a cool cat. I was actually the last two people to go.
Before COVID?
Yeah, no. It was a meet and greet. It was at the end of the concert or whatever.
Yeah.
Pulled up, took a picture, man. Real cool cat, man. And then the best part about it was because we were the last two people to take the pictures, he was like walking into the tunnel with us. So Brody was staying right next to me, like we walking. And I ain't asking, but I just made a statement. I was just like, bro, you blank tonight. Show was crazy. And I guess he was talking to somebody and he didn't respond to me immediately. So I was just like, I didn't hear me. He looked over at me. He was like, bro, you messing with it? I was like, yeah, bro, it was tough. He dapped me up and everything. Bro, cool, man. Bro, like, we got a picture with him. He's like my little brother, man. For real. But yeah,
that's dope, bro. That's dope. Yeah, I mean, but in the end, like, he probably comes off as like this wild dude, like crazy, you know, even talk to him, but. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these artists, like, I think that's they just that, brother. A lot of artists, like, they are artists and they entertaining for the gram. Sadly, sadly, because some people take it way too far. But yeah, bro, that's emo. That's emo. I don't give a dang what anybody says. Like, but he put some bass on there. He put some snares, drums on there, and now it's rap. So
facts. There you go.
Yeah. See, look at that, bro. We already had an hour. You was like, man, I don't know how we gonna make it.
Lightwork. I'm doing a little bit better now because you're shaking a little bit.
No, bro, you straight earlier too, bro. Yeah. What's it called? How you feeling? You want to keep going with these last two?
Of course, bro. Of course, man. You think we get on like 9:30, 9:40, somewhere around there?
Oh, 9:30, easily before 9:30.
Money then, bro. Turn me up, man. I ain't doing nothing.
You ready to eat or record? Oh shoot, she's wifey just asked me.
Ooh.
Still recording.
Man, go get you some grub, man.
I need to, bro. But we good, bro. We good. She understands, bro. She understands what it is.
Yes, sir.
She support. She support. That's the biggest thing. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, Auntie KD. All right. So this is a question, bro. And this probably, I'm going to end it with this. I'm not going to ask the other two. I think this one's going to take us to the end.
For sure.
At this point in time, do you see a point in marriage?
Yes. I ain't even on front. Yes. Yeah, you do, man. It's been too much of the opposite that's been idolized and it's been put out there and then it's been okay. Like, I know what I wanted to see when I grew up. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I wasn't able to, and it had nothing to do with my mother. My mother, you know, did what she needed to do, but it's just it sucked, you know, not being able to see that strong household, you know, the mother and the father, marriage and X, Y, and Z. So I know that that's something that I want to be able to do, you know, for my kids. You know, you show them right from the jump. You know what I'm saying? They know what to expect when it's their turn. You know, at the end of the day, if they see, you know, a strong, loving family, you know, I mean, of course, you go through harsh if you go through stuff. If you show it to them right from day one, then you shouldn't really have your doubt in your mind that they'll be able to continue that legacy, you know. Because I feel like that's kind of what started that, you know, that separation and baby mama is, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was relevant or regular back then. So it just kind of continued to be that. And then with, like I said, social media coming about and all that, it's then the third, made it a cool thing. Like, it's not cool with a baby mama. I don't even want to walk around calling like my baby mama for forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. So I get it.
I mean, it's a loaded question because people already know. People already know how I feel about it. But I will present some devil's advocate. Devil's advocate. It's not me, y'all. Okay, I'm happily married. I gotta clear it up.
Hey, man, I feel you. I feel you.
You're gonna try to get me. But what do you say to the point of why settle down with a woman when you can have your cake and eat it too. So you can have a woman in your life, but what does marriage do to you? What does marriage, like, why is marriage so important?
I mean, what good is having your cake and eating too, though? Like, what do you get out of that? You know, what do you gain out of that? What are you building out of that, I guess, to a certain extent? I mean, when you get to a certain
young girls, bro, I guess you could be the 40-year-old, 50-year-old rich guy with a 25-year-old.
I mean, well, if that's what you want, though. If that's what you want, then, I mean, go for it, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, not you in particular, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not me, y'all. Not me.
We're not talking about being people. No, sir. But, yeah, I guess it's just all about what you want out of life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're the type of cat where you know you're going to be retired at 35, retired at 40, don't want a whole bunch of kids, you want to just be lax, living your life, then is it a point to get married? Like, especially if it's a situation to where, you know, your significant other's going to want to settle down, going to want to build a family, going to want to start from the ground up. Like, that's not something that you want to do. And being out here in the streets is something that you prefer. And no, I don't see it. There's no point for you to get married.
Yeah.
But it's all about you. I mean, I've been saying that this entire thing. It's all about your personal preference. Everybody will be like, that kid right there definitely likes personal preferences. Yeah, man. It's all about you, man. It's all about how you feel as a person, you know. But I still feel like, you know, marriage is a beautiful thing. And if it's done with the right person, man, you know, it can be amazing, you know.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree, bro. I mean, I think it's all about setting too. Like, I know some people who just love to be on that time, bro. They just 30, 35, and they still, I think that was the biggest thing I heard is they don't see a point in slowing down when the people that they around, like, I got friends in like California and New York. And to me, it seems like if you in LA and you 30, it's completely different than you being in, you know, I'm not gonna say Charlotte, but I'll say 30 and like maybe a smaller town or city. Cause it's just, you know, it's just you partying every single night.
Right.
Nobody's trying to settle down. Everybody's like, yo, I'm up, and I'm gonna keep exploring and having fun.
Right.
And everybody's getting more money. Like, usually 30, you get more money. Like, it feels like people are kind of saying, hey, I have more options to do things, so I'm gonna take advantage of it. Cause, you know, once I get married, everything's over. But yeah, I mean, I hear my friends when they say that. I hear my friends when they make these points. I mean, I wasn't on that time. I was ready to settle down, but I always find it interesting when this topic comes up because, yeah, it just seems like I think what social media would present would be everybody's cheating. Everybody's out here just not, you know, doing what they got to do, not getting married. But again, it's like that perception of what's getting presented and what's not getting presented. All right, here's my follow-up. And this is it. All right, I'm going to let you go after this, bro. Polygamy or monogamy?
So before we get into that, so I'm 100% sure.
Yeah.
Is that like when you were with one person or you were with multiple people?
Polygamy technically is when you are with multiple, right. Like you could have multiple wives. Right. Monogamy when you have one partner, one spouse. What do you think, bro? Come on, man. What do you think?
I mean, I'm a lot to handle, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, can one person handle that? You know?
Oh boy, here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've got a lot to deal with, man. Like, one minute I want this, the next minute I want that. You know? So we might need multiple. I'm just playing, bro. I can't. I can't keep up with multiple people. Bro. Nah, man. I'm gonna go with monogamy, bro. Come on, now. I can't do that, man. There's just no way. I wouldn't even feel comfortable. Like, just imagine, like, what there's cats out there that deal with that.
Yeah.
Just imagine the type of stress that they have to deal with. You have, you know, disrespect. You know what I'm saying? We're not even going to bring your situation to it. Because I guarantee you, your wifey is amazing. You've never had no problems with her. She's top tier.
Right. Perfect. Perfecto.
Watching this, but nah, it's cats out here that go through it and struggle with one female. You know what I'm saying? Like one.
Yeah.
One woman. You got cats out here losing themselves off one woman. And you telling me you're going to do that with another one? I'm good on that. It's like, yeah, as we just going to be real here. I feel like to a certain extent, the only reason a male wants another woman in a relationship is for our personal desires or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
I don't really see what other purpose another woman in the situation serves, like, other than that. And I'm not saying no disrespect behind it, but I'm just saying any and everything that, you know, your one girl can do. Like, I don't know. It's just why I feel like we got to be real with ourselves. We know that at the end of the day, we a different breed. We some different creatures, man. So at the end of the day, you know, we would definitely want to be able to have her on some extra, you know?
Yeah, on some shared time. Yeah. I think, so me being Muslim, right? Like, there is technically my religion, my culture. A man is allowed to have multiple wives. It's not seen as something that's, like, taboo in Western culture.
Yeah,
but there's rules. There's rules. I ain't gonna go through all the rules, but I'll mention one. And one is whatever you give to one wife, you have to give to the other. So if one of your wives has a house, you gotta give another house. If another wife has a dog, you gotta give her another one a dog. So if you look at like a lot of princes. In Saudi Arabia, they have multiple wives, but I mean, they princes, like they have that one. They have that financial pocket to do that. But yeah. Two, you said something. You kind of hit on the head. It's really about personal desires and urges. I don't necessarily agree with it. I think for me, I'll put it on wax. I don't think you can really be in love with multiple people. I think that's where you kind of lose me, and. It feels like what I see is, like you're saying, like I have a personal desire to do A, B, and C, and that's why I'm doing it. Okay. So, and it, like, because you know what? Every time I ask my friends these questions, I always flip it. I say, hey, so if your wife want another dude, that goes out the window.
Woo! You got like, some downs, man.
Monogamy comes in real hard right there. If a woman wants to bring in multiple, like another dude in the relationship, because she wants desires or she wants to try something different. So, I'm definitely on the same thing. I like how you put that, though. Like, it's again that personal desire. That it's a selfish decision at that point, not necessarily a, hey, I'm trying to make my household better.
Right.
And you know what? If there is somebody out here who's trying to make their household better by bringing another partner in, love to, hey, chat it up in the comment box. We'll bring you on here so you can talk about it. Because
hats off to you, man.
Yeah, hats off. Hey, come on here. Tell us how it worked.
For real.
Tell us how you killing it. Because I don't, that's just my, what I believe and what I see in the world. So,
right.
But yeah, man. No, that was great, bro. That was great, bro. Look at that. Boom. That's it.
Hey man, I gotta come back, man. I enjoy myself. It's gonna be a lot better next time too, though, man. It's gonna be better every single time, man. I enjoy.
Hey man, you know what though? The biggest thing, bro, is have fun with it, bro. Especially like we out here just rapping and talking, but I think these some conversations that we have that people want to have.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, looking forward to having more people on here. Shoot, man, we go and we throw Dave on here, man. We'll throw the whole shop on there, bro.
Just having a conversation with everybody. We got something into it, man.
We're gonna get something, man.
We might have one of my partners come and record it too, man. You come to the shop. I know.
Don't be telling too much business, bruh. Don't be telling too much business, bruh. Don't be doing that, yo. Don't be doing that.
I'm new to this. I'm a rookie. It's always a little the young boy. Man. Yeah, man.
Nah, hey, bro. Before we sign off here, man, you want to give a shout out to anybody else, man? Kind of give your sign off to the crowd and the audience out there.
For forget all y'all, man. I don't care about none of y'all, man. Shout out to me and shout out to God, boy. What you talking about, man? That's what we need to shout out, man. First, shout out to G.O.D., man. I just got my first apartment, got my first whip. I mean, we out here. Great, man. 22 years old, getting to it, man. What can I say, man? It's a blessing, man. But now, on a serious note, though, just want to give a shout out to my mom, of course, man. Shout out to all the cats at No Grease, man. We a big family, man. Any and everybody, man. You need a barber. We got 10 locations, 11 on the way. If you need a haircut, you can find us anywhere. But yeah, definitely shout out to No Grease, man. And shout out to my boy right here, man, for having me on here. That's my guy, man. So, hey, man, for real. It's always love, bro. Really do appreciate you having me on here, bro.
Of course, bro. Of course, man. Appreciate you coming by, bro. I see Faded by Red. Is that your handle?
Oh, yeah. That's my Instagram. Okay. Faded by Red. Big Red. Hit me up. I'm in the shop Monday through Saturday. The only days I'm off is Sundays and two Tuesdays out the month. So the first and last Tuesday of the month. Days. But yeah, man, y'all come and see me, man. I'm in the shop from 8 to 7.
He got you, bro. And trust me, like, y'all see me, especially y'all see me in these episodes, man. I be looking clean.
Crispy.
It's only because of Red, bro. Faded by, I'm getting, see, I ain't gonna lie, I don't want to say I'm getting faded by Red. That sound like you just be punching people out, bro. I ain't gonna lie, like, you just ain't nothing.
Handing them out.
But nah, for real, bro. Again, man, thank you so much for coming by, bro. We'll get you back on here and, you know, get some more stuff in there, man. But this time, you know, I want to give a big shout out to y'all for tuning in and listening again and again and again and again. You already know, we'll come at you again with the next on the 15th with another payday episode. So without further ado, want to give a shout out to everybody listening and enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Hey, if y'all that don't know, Dreamville is going down in RDU in the Raleigh area in the triangle. So your boy gonna be there. So y'all should be there. All right. So if you Carolina, you're not there, y'all gonna miss a really good 2 days, man. But hey, for everybody else out there in the world, good talking to y'all, good kicking with y'all, and we'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Yeah. Let's get it, let's go. Let's get it, 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 let's go. Let's get it, let's
check it. Big bad, that's preen. Paris attacking the dreams. Get embarrassed, I'm making a scene. All of these characters facing these fiends. I told my cousin we got it, we gon' get up out of here by any means. This for the times we was hitting that deli, we split up that turkey with cheese. I had to make a decision, my cuz told me, listen, you nice, but they master the craft. Stick to the script and keep working your penmanship. When it's our time, we gon' add up the tax. Bro, that's a fact. Niggas ain't listening to you until you pull up in the back. Bro, that's a fact. So the win before it started, I'm gonna get
hey.
Hey, bro, you a fool, man.